San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, Sunday, April 19th, 2020. Today's lesson is The Flower and the Stone with Reverend Dr. Constance Cook Corr. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to take this beautiful morning and anchor us in solid truth. There is one power, one presence, one infinite intelligence which flows through all creation. That one power is God, the living spirit almighty, one indestructible, absolute, and self-existent being in which we live and move and have our being. One self-existent cause. I misspoke. But it is the one. That is all that is. And within this presence that we call God, we do live and we move and we have our being. And we are doing it right now. We are doing it here in San Diego. And as such, we are doing it as a part of the state, as a part of the nation, as a part of the hemisphere, as a part of the globe, as a part of the universe. Everything here and now is living and moving and having its being in the divine. And it is such a comforting thought that there is only the one, and that we can break through any doubts, break through any fears, break through any concerns, any thoughts. With everything that's going on right now, if we were to think, oh, I'm here all by myself, no. Break through that false idea. You are not alone. You are part of something greater than you are. You are one with it. You are one with the entire universe. And don't you ever, ever forget that. So today, let's identify and break through any barriers, obstacles, and limitations so that you can continue to grow and flourish and multiply your good and your spiritual well-being. Because when you multiply your good and your spiritual well-being, that multiplies the same thing for others. So what do you think of when you think of breaking through something? Yeah. Who or what is breaking through, and what is it are you breaking through to? A few examples might be sunlight breaking through the clouds to shine. A seedling breaking through the plant embryo as it sprouts. Breaking through a glass ceiling in business. A marathon runner breaking through the finish line ribbon. That's always exciting to watch. Breaking through the sound barrier. Chuck Yeager did that in the X1 in 1947. It was momentous and loud. Breaking through the Berlin Wall. November 9th, 1989. Tear down this wall, and it was torn down. A butterfly breaking through its cocoon, a baby chick breaking through its shell. And of course, break on through to the other side with Jim Morrison and the Doors back when I was a wee tot. And here's some of the lyrics. You know, Jim Morrison actually had some very powerful things to say. He says, you know, the day destroys the night. Night divides the day. Tried to run. Tried to hide. Break on through to the other side. So you may run and you may hide. These are not lyrics anymore. You may run and you may hide, but only God knows what's on the other side. So you want to break on through to the other side, meaning we want to break away from all the limitations that we perceive are holding us back. So breaking through has a lot more variations and meanings for us to explore during our explorations in consciousness. And together we can actually break through any fear of failure and disappointment, any fear of loss. For some people, we want to break through a fear of success and accomplishment. And you think, what is she saying? We want to break through a fear of success and accomplishment. Because if we fail, we're right here in our comfort zone doing what we've always done that isn't very successful. But we don't have to do anything. We can sit and whine and complain that nothing good ever happens. But what we really want is something new. And so what we have to do within ourselves is look at ourselves and say, what have I put through as my walls, as my barriers? And isn't it about time I broke through them to look at what is available to me? Every promise is already made. It's up to us to accept that promise. For some people, it's breaking through a wall of mediocrity, that comfort zone. And a breakthrough in and of itself, what is it? It is a moving through something. There was that old song with kids. Here's something in my way. Can't go around it. Can't go under it. Can't go over it. Got to go through it. And then they go through weeds, and they go through a stream, and they go through various things. Can't get around it. Got to go through it. That's what life is. Can't get around it, can't get under it, can't go over it, gotta go through it. But that's not a bad thing. When we go through, we are moving through, which is our natural state, to move, to grow, to be more aware of who we are, and therefore more fulfilled, more alive, more true to our own divine nature. Now, a breakthrough can be a productive insight or a revelation to solving a problem. It can be an act of removing or surpassing an obstruction or a restriction. So this same breakthrough can be the revealing of a healing remedy. Right now, there are a lot of different ways that people are trying to resolve the issue of the virus, and there have been many breakthroughs and many promised breakthroughs. But what we get to do is we get to look at it and say, what works for me? What works for me? A breakthrough can be any significant or sudden advancement, development, or achievement that moves us from where we are to where we want to be. As a nation, where we are is dealing with this pandemic. As a world, where we are is dealing with this pandemic. And where do we want to be? We want to be healed. We want the pandemic gone. We want the virus gone, or at least we want a way to deal with it. So regardless of any of these insurmountable circumstances that are surrounding us, we can break through our beliefs, our doubts, our fears. We can stand in the truth and know the truth for each other, for the city, for the state, for the country, for the world. We can know that this little tiny gorgeous looking virus does not have power over us. Now there's a lot of people who truly believe that this little virus is going to cause the end of the world. I don't think so. This little virus is going to kill millions and millions and millions of people. I don't think so. I truly don't. Because I think that we are approaching this in a proactive manner. We already have tools to deal with the virus. What we're doing now, I believe, as a globe, as a world, is we are identifying who has it and who doesn't, who had it and who doesn't, and looking at all of those plans that all of the doctors and medical advisors and politicians and everybody came up with that said millions and millions and millions are going to die, and saying, all right, now we have some real data. Let's look at the real data so that we can help to allay those fears, so that we can break through the fear. Because in my mind, that's the thing that is creating the majority of the problem. It isn't the simple virus. It's the fear. The fear. So let's look at the fear as a stone and our faith as a flower. Delicate flower and the mighty stone. It has been said that even the most delicate flower can shatter the mighty stone, given enough time and determination to survive. So, yes, with God, all things are possible. However, before I go any further with all of that, I want to clear up any misconceptions that a flower can actually shatter a stone or a rock, because that's not how it works. That is not how it works. It may appear that a delicate flower breaks through a rock, and it's true that a root from a tree or a hardy plant can penetrate small cracks and crevices in a process called root wedging. As the tree or the plant grows around or under a rock, those roots create pressure on the side of the crevice, enlarging it. Kind of like when roots get into your pipes at home, they get in a little tiny crack and they enlarge, and the next thing you know, you're replacing your sewer pipes. But these roots enlarge until the rock breaks apart and the plant reaches the sunlight that it needed to survive. Think about everything that plant, that root had to go through to break through to sunlight. Several weeks ago, we had my talk, The Symmetry of Nature, reminding us that Mother Nature is in perfect balance with herself and everything is in divine order. So here's the truth about the soil, the truth about the flower and the stone. Flowers grow in soil. When you see a flower apparently growing out of a rock, that flower has found enough soil and water in the cracks of the rock to be able to grow there and survive. And where does that soil come from? It comes from erosion. Soil is what happens when rocks and dead animals or plants break down. With the plants and animals, this process is called biodegrading. With rocks, it's called erosion. Erosion is when wind or water wear away small particles of the rock over time. The small parts broken away carry nutrients plants need to grow. On a grander scale, you want to know what erosion is? Go down to Sunset Cliffs. Go to the Grand Canyon. Water erodes the soil and creates beauty and creates opportunities for new things to grow. I mean, the breaking down of the rocks there creates the silt in which things can grow. So if there's enough soil and water in a crack, and a flower seed lands in it, then a flower may survive growing there. And it has the appearance of the flower shattering the stone to survive. So, what does all of this have to do with you and me?
I don't know.
Well, I know. Lots of places we go, we see appearances of flowers growing out of block walls, trees growing out of a solid rock. What that is the faith growing out of the global fear. And so we, just like the flower, are breaking through our own challenges and barriers. And so, what do the flowers and stones have to do with living a spiritual life? When we turn to nature for guidance, we can have a better understanding of how to meet and exceed the everyday challenges of life. Nature, the natural world, is our schoolroom. All we have to do is observe and experience how things work in nature to know how things are supposed to be working in our life. We don't see flowers building walls around them to keep people from picking their blossoms. We don't. It's just really. What we see is flowers have within them natural immunities and natural things that protect them from flower predators, like roses have thorns. So anybody who wants to get to the rose bush has to go through the thorns. Some flowers put off a repellent smell to keep other animals that would eat them away. In nature, these are the things that happen. This is how nature works. Now, this morning, animals, plants, and insects have the innate wisdom of spirit to survive and to thrive in this world. The innate wisdom of spirit. Guess who else has the innate wisdom of spirit? Remember that one infinite intelligence that flows through all creation? What are you? You are part of creation. There's that infinite intelligence that is flowing through and as you. You. Just like everything in nature. So, what do we want to do? We want to identify. We want to break through and we want to move forward. That's not very hard. Identify, figure it out, break through, just, walk on through to the other side and move forward. So we want to identify the blocks and supposed self-imposed limitations that we have. So the first step in solving any problem is to recognize and identify what it is that is holding us back from a happy, healthy, creative, and prosperous life. What's holding us back? Now, I'll go through this, but the bottom line is you are, I am. The only thing holding us back is us. We've got these thoughts going around in our head and we believe what other people say. We rely on other people's data, other people's experience. No, go within. Go within. Identify what is holding you back. For a limitation to be valid, you have to accept it as the truth. It doesn't have to be the truth. You have to accept it as the truth. And most often, it's a false belief, an old thought pattern, or a negative habit that's taken hold of your conscious mind that needs to be dissolved and discarded. Like that great big rock, erosion, dissolved, discarded, washed away with the rain. Useful for other things, but not useful for you. So once we know what's limiting our spiritual growth, we need to break through that invisible wall of negativity. We can use these words, invisible wall of negativity, because in most cases, these walls of limitation are nothing more than negative thinking, and we have no reality in this physical world. Negative thinking has no power except what you give it. It has no physical nature. It is a nothing that somebody created and we bought into. Tired of wasting my energy, my spiritual coin, on bad ideas that hold me back. Got better things to do. And the power within to do them, to be them. The concepts of fear, poverty, loneliness, lack, and limitation are nothing more than false evidence appearing real. FEAR. That's from David Fears. He coined that. There is no spiritual truth to them. It's only a misuse and ignorance of our spiritual laws. The things that anything that holds these in place are a misuse of the spiritual laws. And once we've broken through our limitations, then we need to move forward in the direction of our dreams. Because I can break through, but if I'm just standing in the breach, I'm not doing myself or anyone else any good. I've still got all this negativity behind me, and right in front of me, I haven't developed the courage to move forward. So once we've identified and broken through our limitations, we move forward and we keep moving forward. Just keep moving. Gotta go through it. Gotta go through it. It'd be sort of like a tightrope walker walking across the tightrope, getting right to the end of the rope, and there's the little stand he's supposed to stand on, and he just stays on the rope. How long can he stay on the rope? He has to actually move forward onto the platform to move on with his life or her life. Remember when we talked about Albert Einstein and he said, life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must keep moving. So it's important to keep our dreams alive and nurtured as we move forward in life. It's important for you to keep your dreams alive and nurtured as you move forward in your life. Now, I'm not telling you what to do, I'm just telling you what works. Your success or failure is determined by your actions and by what you believe in. That's not a threat. That's a principle. That's a spiritual truth. It is done unto you as you believe. So, whatever you believe, that is what shows up in your life. And that's okay. Because we all know if we don't like what's showing up in our life, we have the power to change it. We truly do. It is that inherent divinity within us that has the power. And we simply embrace it, call it forth, move into it, trust it. We have the absolute faith no longer that things are going to go wrong, but that things are right, that there is divine order, that there are spiritual principles that are working in our lives in every moment. That's where we place our faith, in the good, in the one power, the one principle, the one infinite intelligence that flows through all creation, which we are a part of. And so we know this as God, the Living Spirit Almighty. And so that is what is within us. If there were no God, the Living Spirit Almighty, there would be no universe, there would be no us. Because there would be nothing. There is nothing outside of God. It's all God. It's all good. It's all here. It's all us. We have broken through the fear and the doubt. We are here now, seeing this power, seeing this truth. Our success and our failure is determined by our actions, by what we believe in. It is done unto us as we believe. So this morning, let's take a closer look at what's holding us back from any success. Now, this is not financial success, job, career success. No, success in everything. Success in having a fulfilling life. So I'm going to ask you to check your belief systems and to take the spiritual initiative to break on through to the other side, where you can live a life of fulfillment and divine purpose. Okay? Okay. If this is something that appeals to you, if this is something that you would like to activate right here and right now, place your hand on your heart and affirm this truth with me. I am ready.
I am ready.
To break through.
To break through.
Any and all limitations.
Any and all limitations.
That appear to be holding me back.
That appear to be holding me back.
From my good.
From my good.
And so it is.
And so it is.
So take a deep cleansing breath. We have spoken our word. We have impressed our word into the universal mind. We have claimed, I'm ready, so clearly you are, to break through any and all limitations that appear to be holding you back from your good. And so it is. And that and so it is, that's where we let go. We say, okay, I've done it, I've said it, it's done spiritually, it is complete. Now I step into its manifestation. And so it is. In life, we have choices. We can avoid or deny that there's a challenge or a problem by going around it like it never existed. Or we can just move through it. We can face it squarely. We can move through it and never look back. We've been through it. We've learned what it's like. I'm not volunteering to go back and relive stuff that wasn't fun in the first place. But I'm not forgetting that it happened. I remember that it happened and I learn. That was not fun. When I see something like that ahead of me, don't go running into it. Like a swamp. Say I've been in a swamp and I had to tangle with an alligator. I get out, I'm in a nice green pasture. I'm going, whew, that was cool. I'm done. Oh, look, another swamp. Let me run headlong into the next swamp. No. It's like, okay, another swamp. I know what's in that swamp. Let me turn aside to something more fulfilling, better for me and for my growth. There are many of you who have endured some difficulty in your life, and yet by going through the pain, through the mental anguish and confusion, you have grown in ways that you never thought possible. You became stronger as a result. Some of you may be familiar with the French-Cuban author Anne Nin. She led a colorful life and frequently wrote about her freestyle escapades and wild adventures. She's often quoted, and I'd like to share some of her wisdom with you. She says, life is a process of becoming, a combination of states we have to go through. Where people fail is that they wish to elect a state and remain in it. This is a kind of death. In other words, some people choose to remain stuck in their stuff and not move forward. They become stagnant. Another of her quotes is, life shrinks or expands in proportion to one's courage. Life shrinks or expands in proportion to one's courage. And this is her most famous quote. There came a time when the risk to remain tight in the bud was more painful than the risk it took to blossom. There came a time when the risk to remain tight in the bud was more painful than the risk it took to blossom. Now that quote my beloved husband and I included a similar concept to that in our wedding ceremony. And it was about being brave enough to be vulnerable and be open with each other so that we could continue to grow. Because without each other, we each were tight in the bud. And that was more painful than opening up to each other and being one as a couple. There's an element of risk-taking in breaking through. And no one can do it for you. It must be a personal decision that only you can make happen. That baby chick that's ready to break through its shell. It's the destiny of that baby chick to persevere and peck through that shell's barrier to the other side of life. It's been said that if a human assists in breaking open the shell, the chick will be too weak to survive. It's the process of breaking through that the chick becomes stronger through the ordeal. It's the same with a butterfly. The butterfly has to break through its own cocoon or it will simply die. Its wings will not have the strength to fly. The body fluid of the butterfly reaches the tips of the wings by breaking through the cocoon. So what about us? Somebody can clear the way for us. Allow us to go through and just kind of stroll on through. Everything's fine until we come up to something and we have no discernment to recognize that it's an issue. We have no strength to go through it because somebody else always moved all our issues out of the way for us. Thanks, Mom and Dad. Thanks, Aunt and Uncle. Thanks, government. Thanks, whoever. We need to go through those things that are ours to go through. We don't need to borrow problems from other people. Everybody's got their own stuff. We are responsible for going through that which is ours to break through. Dr. Ernest Holmes is the founder of the Religious Science Movement and the author of the Science of Mind textbook. He writes about the divine urge to push forward in life. This is on page 469. And he says, "We are surrounded by a spirit of living intelligence and eternal givingness, love, goodness, and power that wishes to express itself through us. There is a divine urge within, ever pushing us forward to the goal. We are also surrounded by an immutable law of cause and effect, and because of our divine individuality and the necessity of experience in order to come to a realization of what and who we are subject to the causes which we have set in motion. All is love, and yet all is law. Both love and law are perfect, and we as individuals can experience only what we really believe and act upon." Wow. All is love, and all is law. And yet, as Dr. Holmes states, we can experience only what we really believe and act upon. I can't experience the effects of your beliefs. You can't experience the effects of my beliefs. Because cause and effect is an interesting thing. The person who puts forth the cause is the person who experiences the effect. Sometimes there's side effects, but basically, if you want to change the effects in your life, look back to the cause. The divine wants to and is attempting to express through you. Actually, the divine is expressing through you. And the only limitation is the things that we put in the way to keep us from breaking through into our spiritual magnificence. So I want to make sure that you understand one thing. Breaking through does not mean breaking down. Breaking through does not mean breaking down. Life does not need to be a traumatic drama of strife, struggle, trials, or tribulations. No matter who tells you it does, no way, that is not true. Once you learn how to break through any false beliefs or negative habits, you have the freedom to grow and flourish with renewed wisdom to achieve your dreams, your goals, and your desires. So let us break on through to the other side. Thank you for your time and attention. Namaste.